that I'm all your mind. Do you? Do you ever find the time to forget you and I? Is you
my goodness. Mrimbi and Andia with the track It's You, playing on your best mix of music. 98.4 Capital FM and 93.0 in Western Kenya, alongside That's Bubbling Under, alongside Wanja Wohoro with Splinters. And that's what Bubbling Under sounds like this week. You know, you got to be the one to let me know who comes back next week. It's pretty simple. You got to vote. You got all week long to do that. You could send an email to thelounge@capitalfm.co.ke. When we started off the show, I said that I'm just switching gears because my guests are in here and I'm ready to have that conversation. I said that it's been a really tough week and it's been tough on so many fronts. However, you always hear me talk to you about the music and how music has a way of healing us. It has a way of talking and speaking to us. And today is no different. And I hope that the music, the playlist is up for you. I'm uploading it up for you. Wabiriri, you said the music is just what you need this cold Sunday morning, amongst other things. And I hope that the music and the playlist is going to work out just right for you. You know, as we move on, I just want to say that your mental and emotional wellness is also affected by your surroundings, everything that's around you. You could have gone through the most horrendous period in time, but how you respond to that is always, it's always different. It's always different. And we're just having a conversation off air with my guests about what kind of a morning it's been, but they're here, they're present. But if you feel that your mental and emotional wellness is being stretched by issues or situations that are really too much for you, all you need to do is bonga, speak up. That's simply because your mental and emotional wellness is important, not just for you, but also for the people around you. Now, how do you do that? You take care of your own mental and emotional wellness first so that you could spread it out. And if you know somebody who's struggling, if you know somebody who needs help, if you know somebody who is acting in a way and you're like, you know what, I think you might need to speak to somebody, please direct them to Bonga. That is B-O-N-G-A, bonga.org.k. It's online. It's an online platform. It's absolutely anonymous. Speak up, share what's going on with you. There are professionals who will share tools from their toolbox to be able to help you navigate what it is you're going through. The most important thing, though, is to speak up. Now, when you get onto TikTok, because Bonga partnered with TikTok, then you will be able to watch videos of people sharing how they've navigated and dealt with their own mental and wellness challenges, for those who had them, or how they keep themselves, in a good space, in a good place. And it's not that challenges don't happen. It's just sometimes it could be too overwhelming. So once again, don't forget to Bonga. I said your mental, like I cannot say this enough, your mental and emotional wellness is really, really, really important. Very, 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 very key to everybody around you, and most importantly, for yourself. So put yourself in spaces and situations where you know you will be able to navigate it well. Now, I am officially switching gears to my guest who's in studio. I'm really excited. What a morning we've had, and what a morning she's had. But she is a Kenyan singer-songwriter based in Nairobi. And music has always, she says, been an integral part of her life. Her interest in music was piqued at a very young age, and she describes her sound as a fusion of different sounds, such as Lingala and R&B, citing Franco. Uh-huh. I took it back. She took it back for us, didn't she? That's what your parents was listening to, your grandparents as well. And Brandy as some of her earlier influences. Her recent work is Maisha. Part A, which is a collection of primarily love songs which showcase a vulnerable side of the artist. Now, as she works on releasing more projects, she's going to tell us about that. She's like, I need to say this. And she will. She hopes to take you and I on her journey of self-discovery. Now, I'm going to give you her government names. Ojakol Amongo. We know her as Anaya. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here.
So glad to be here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you haven't been to the new spot.
Yes. It looks so good.
I am glad you made it. What a morning, huh?
What a morning.
But you've made it.
Yeah, I made it.
And that's what's important.
Period.
That's it. Like, that's... Anything else is extra.
Yeah.
Anaya's here. She's got her guitarist. We're going to be hearing from her in just a bit. But let's go back in time. You know, Anaya's been on the show before. So if you want to catch the first part of her conversation, get onto the Capital FM SoundCloud channel and you'll be able to hear that conversation as well. So Anaya, thank you so much for making it despite everything that you faced getting here. You both faced. Let's just recap a little bit for somebody who's never, who didn't listen to part one. What sparked your passion for music at such a young age, and how has that passion evolved over the years?
Let me give props to my parents, mostly my dad.
Is that where Franco comes from?
Yes,
the Franco influence.
Yes.
Okay.
My brother is actually called Francis
after Franco.
Yes.
Okay.
So growing up, my dad used to play a lot of Lingala. Like, it used to be annoying at some point. So we used to listen to a lot of Lingala. Then my sister was into R&B, so I got into that groove. My brother was into Krunk, so I got into that as well. Just listening. And my mom, oh, bless her soul. My mom's very soulful. She's also an amazing singer. So just listening to her sing church songs, enjoy the Catholic choir.
I know them.
Exactly. So I think that's where everything just began. Because after supper, we would do like a prayer session where my mom would lead, we'd sing. So yeah, that's where it all began.
All right. From Franco to Krunk to R&B to Catholic church songs, you specifically said Franco and Brandy are some of your earlier influences. So how did they, because you've just spoken about, we'll leave out the Krunk for now. How have these artists shaped your musical style and storytelling?
For Franco, it's the love of guitar, because guitar was the first instrument I taught myself.
Okay. Did you go onto YouTube for that? Did you watch, or did you observe?
I was in a high school, Kenya High School, shout out. Woo. So our high school had a music program, and I was very fortunate to be in the choir. And people in choir had guitars. I wasn't able to afford a guitar at that point. But my friend, Wendy Matendechele, shout out to her, would lend me her guitar, so I would practice, learn a few chords here and there, and that's how I began even songwriting. That's for Franco. Then when it comes to Brandy, melodies and harmonies, I am obsessed. Honestly, harmonies are my jam. If you listen to my music, you've noticed there's a lot of harmonies.
Yes, ma'am.
And influence, Brandy.
Definitely,
yeah.
Brandy.
Yeah.
So the stacking and stuff like that. Whew, she's like, yeah. You have no idea, child. Can you walk us through and your creative process? Because you just talked about, you know, the storytelling and the guitar, the love of the guitar from Franco and Brandy and the harmony. So what is your creative process when crafting a new song, and how do you find inspiration? And this is part two of the same question, mm-hmm. Translate it into music. Because you can have inspiration, but you don't necessarily know how to translate it into music.
Let me take an example of a song in part A. It's called Hadi Milele. Hadi Milele is literally a story of my parents' love life. They've been married for around 33 years now. So I just thought, what would my dad have said when he met my mom the first time? So the first line is, Wanikumbusha nyota inavonga. Like, you remind me how the stars shine. So I put myself in my mom's shoes. Like, wow, this is a guy telling me this. How do I want to, like, express it? So I had a friend called Luke. Luke is really amazing with the guitar. So he was playing a melody, and I just started singing, Wanikumbusha. And that's how okay, that's how melodies come to me. I don't really plan for them. They just tend to show up. Yeah.
I love that story. Also, but did you ever ask your parents what it was like? Oh, so you know the story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you know the story. Because I was going to say.
In Compass.
Oh, okay. So you know the story of how they started.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so cute. And that's the power of connection with music, which leads me to this next question. It has, you know, music has the power to connect people from diverse backgrounds.
Yeah.
So how do you envision your music? Mm-hmm. Because we just talked about, you actually, you know, talking about your parents, that's a bridging a generation, right?
Yeah.
So how do you envision your music bridging cultures and resonating with listeners around the world?
Let me take it back this way. My parents are from two very different tribes.
Oh, there you go.
My mother is Luya. My father is Teso. And Teso is very, they're very chill, very subtle, according to me. That's my view of them. Very chill, very subtle. Then we have Luyas. Luyas are the life of the party.
So Sherehe.
Team Sherehe, 100%. So when it comes to like translating that into my music, I think there are things like disco matanga. Luyas like the vibe. They like jumping. They like being in the rhythm. And so they also like the same thing, but in a more subtle way.
So they're a bit more laid back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think I try and find a way to have the balance of both. And also trying to use my language, both of them, both Luya and Teso, in my music. It's an upcoming project. There are a lot of projects coming up. But there's one where I've really been intentional about Luya and Teso language being put at the forefront.
Well, speaking of Sherehe, let's get into this. You did it without me asking. So you just laughed. And my question is about laughter, because they say it's the best medicine, right?
Yeah.
Whew. Do you have any funny or embarrassing moments from your own music journey or your journey through music that you can laugh about now? At the time, it was like, I have nothing to say. No comment. But now, aside from this morning.
Oh, boy. That's a story for another day.
Right. Put it in a song, anyway.
True. So when I was in Sauti Academy, I was performing one of my songs in part A. It's called Zuzu. And I didn't notice that my dress had a rip on the left side. It had a slit, yes, but it also had a rip on the upper side. And I didn't notice until after the show. And it's just my friend like, Guy, do you know you had a rip in your dress? I'm like, what? I had no idea. Right now I can be like, that one. It happened.
So how did you overcome that? Or did you just push on and plod through?
I'm very emotional, so I cried. I was like, I need to let it out. I cried. It was actually a joke I was making with my sister today morning. Like, the reason why it's raining so hard in Nairobi is because of how much I cry.
Yeah, somebody's definitely crying. I mean, this is a whole lot of rain, right?
But too much rain.
Mm-hmm. So that's how you overcame it. Like, that's now you can laugh about it. But at the time, it was like, no, I'm going to cry about it.
Actually, funny thing, if I go through a hard time, like whatever happened today, I'll go home and I cry about it and I'll be good.
And then you're done.
Yeah, because I feel like I needed that outlet.
Yeah. Cathartic. Okay, well, there's something that she wants to tell us. And it ties into my final question before you share your set with us, what you have for us. You're releasing a new project. What themes or messages do you hope, what themes or messages are in your upcoming project? As much as you could tell us. So that's you.
My upcoming project is actually Maisha Part 2.
Yay!
It's coming out tomorrow on the 29th of April, which is actually my dad's birthday.
Ooh! Was that intentional to release
Very
it?
Very intentional. Okay. It felt like I need to say thank you to him for allowing me to be as free as I am to express myself musically. So that's for him. And the theme behind this coming album is all about being confident in your sexuality as a woman. Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, we can't wait to get that. So we could, it's on all digital streaming platforms.
All digital.
From midnight.
Yes.
There you go. And happy birthday in advance to Baba Anea.
Yes.
There you go. Happy birthday in advance to Baba Anea. Let's get, I think we are now ready. And I know that you are ready for us. to do something really, really beautiful. And we can't wait to listen to it now. We're going to listen to something. I'm going to pay some bills real quick. Share something as we get ready to listen to Anaya, who is on the live session. Stand by.
The live sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Wanna be your one and only. Share every moment with you, bask in the sunset with you. I wanna be the girl you take home to your mama, yeah. Wake up every morning with you, bask in the sunset with you. Nataka kuwa yule yule, no stress yani yule yule. Nataka tuwe vile vile, no stress tubaki vile vile. Baby, you know this things take time, but I wanna be, yeah. Together till the end, baby. Together till the top, baby. Uwe wangua milele, na kuchagua ni wewe. Toka chini hadi kilele, kilele, kilele. Uwe wangua milele, na kuchagua ni wewe. Toka chini hadi kilele, kilele. Kilele, nilimwomba Mola anipe yule atakaye nipenda mimi. I'm so grateful that he brought you to my door to keep me happy, feeling better than before. Nataka kuwa yule yule, no stress yani yule yule. Nataka tuwe vile vile, no stress to back it vile vile. Baby, you know these things take time, but I wanna be, yeah. Together till the end, baby. Together till the top, baby. Uwe wangua milele, na kuchagua ni wewe. Toka chini hadi kilele, kilele, kilele. Uwe wangua milele, na kuchagua ni wewe. Toka chini hadi kilele, kilele, kilele. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. And that was Kilele, my debut song, actually. So the next song I'm gonna do is called Maisha. It's also part of my album, Part A. I will not give you a taste of Part B. I know, it's so sad, but aren't you guys go stream, 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 stream? So yes, Maisha. Da, da, hey, hey. I heard that your heart's made of stone, and I heard that you've never shed a single tear. I heard that you've had your heart broken before, so I guess it's time for you to move forward. Maisha imejamilima na mabunde, utapenda na utapoteza we. Maisha imejamilima na mabunde, yeah. Utapee nda utapoteza. Let me be the one to put a smile on your face. Let's embark on this journey, yeah. Cause I wanna give you some good loving, baby. And I wanna give you some good, good loving, yeah, yeah. Maisha imejamilima na mabonde, utapenda na utapoteza we. Maisha imejamilima na mabonde, yeah. utapenda, utapoteza. Maisha imejaa milima na mabonde, utapenda na utapoteza we. Maisha imejaa milima na mabonde, yeah. Utapenda, utapoteza. Let me be the one to put a smile on your face. Let's embark on this journey, yeah. Cause I wanna give you some good loving, baby, yeah. And I wanna give you some good, good loving, yeah, yeah. Maisha imeja milima na mabonde, utapenda na utapoteza we. Maisha imeja milima na mabonde, yeah. Utapenda, utapoteza. Maisha from Maisha Part A, the title track of the album.
Anaya on the live sessions. Whoa, one would never have been able to tell everything that y'all went through to get here. You could, it was so, yeah, put it in a song.
I will, I think I should.
I think y'all should work on that song together. You can both connect. We can laugh about it now,
yeah.
But it was certainly nothing to laugh about earlier.
Yeah.
Anaya has her next album coming up, her next project coming up tomorrow, intentionally on her dad's birthday, April the 29th. Yes. So be sure to stream Maisha
Part 2,
available on all digital streaming platforms from midnight. Yes. In the meantime, acquaint yourself with Anaya by going through her catalog, which is also available on all digital streaming platforms, and the first part of this conversation, which is already up on the Capital FM SoundCloud channel. So there was part one, and this is part two. Oh, look, kind of like, yeah, part two, like, yeah. Maisha Part 2. Yeah, we are definitely got that connection going. I want to thank you so much for powering through and being able to get here.
Thank you.
Thank you, so both of you, so much. Really appreciate it. You had to take a paddock and an ark and every, I don't know,
yeah,
hydroplane just to get here and everything in between. But you made it, and we're so grateful for your beautiful gift.
Thank you.
The most beautiful gift that you've shared with us. So you see, your gift got you here, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can see it fought for you. It's like, no, you're going to be there. No matter what it looks like.
Yes, and thank you for also being an amazing host. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Anaya on the live sessions right here on your best mix of music. Like I said, be sure to stream her brand new project out tomorrow. And once again, in advance, happy birthday to Baba Anaya. Yeah, he'll be able to listen to this because this, yes, is going to be on the SoundCloud channel. So you could play this part for him tomorrow.
Actually, I think he is listening. Ooh. So happy birthday, Dad.
See, she told us it was your birthday, Baba. So we just had to go ahead. I love birthdays, so I had to go and say happy birthday to Baba Anaya.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Listen, I got to do a quick changeover. We're getting into the news, after which Football Sunday, and then there is Walt Baby Love. With gospel tracks. There is also DJ Adrian is going to be coming up with a Sunday Soul Jam. The reggae continues with DJ Raz Luigi in the Capital Jazz Club from 7 o'clock. My name is Chow. I've got to do one thing and do it right, and that's to tell you, Chow, God bless you. Oh, and don't move, y'all. You flex for us, the news is going to be flexed for y'all. I mean, just. Small thing, small, a little bit. God bless you. Take great care of yourself. Ciao.